With Montana News, I'm Peyton Butler. Legislation that could prevent Montana businesses and government agencies from denying people services or employment because of vaccination status is heading to the governor's desk. YPR News Kevin Trevlin reports lawmakers passed the bill over objections from healthcare industry leaders who say it will prevent the state from returning to a pre-pandemic normal.
Republicans in the House and Senate moved the bill largely along party lines, but some members of the GOP said it could be risky. Minutes before a House vote, Conrad Republican Representative Lou Jones said he had, quote, grave concern, unquote, that loosening vaccination requirements could curb visitation access in hospitals and assisted living centers, including the one where his mother lives. He said Republican Governor Greg Gianforte's office reassured him and other lawmakers that those concerns won't be an issue.
I will be agreeing on this, but I would be remiss not to share that this would be a bad one to be wrong on.
Democratic Representative Ed Staffman said a hospital in his Bozeman district would have to limit visitation and require mask wearing indefinitely among patients, staff, and visitors if House Bill 702 is signed into law. Healthcare industry leaders echoed those claims during a Monday press conference, saying providers have to operate as if no one is vaccinated if they cannot mandate shots. Montana Hospital Association President Rich Rasmussen said hospitals and clinics would be forced to permanently adopt pandemic conditions or run afoul of federal healthcare law.
House Bill 702 upends 50 years of medical science and compliance and practices that healthcare facilities have used to protect their employees, their patients, and their visitors.
Rasmussen said this bill could increase hospitals' liability if viruses spread and could lead to higher patient healthcare costs. Rasmussen said healthcare providers already allow vaccination exemptions for religious and medical reasons. Rose Hughes, executive director of the Montana Healthcare Association, said the bill may be challenged in court if it's signed into law. For Yellowstone Public Radio News and Report for America, I'm Kevin Trevelin.
Montana lawmakers have advanced a proposal to allocate money for the creation of a politically appointed panel that would decide which patients can receive reimbursement from Medicaid for abortion care. MTPR's Shaley Rager reports.
The language adding money for the panel was tacked onto the state's $12 billion budget bill on a party-line vote. Republicans supported the proposal, saying Montana is out of line with a federal rule that bars federal dollars from going to abortion services, except in cases of rape, incest, and when the patient's life is in danger. According to the National Women's Law Center, Montana is one of several states in which legal precedent requires the state use its own money to provide Medicaid coverage of abortion care for low-income women when medically necessary, which is broader than the federal rule. Republican Representative Lou Jones said there needs to be a review of the different rules at the federal and state level for when Medicaid can pay for abortions.
This has become nebulous and has raised concerns.
Democrats opposed the proposal, saying the new panel made up of three politically appointed physicians would be able to arbitrarily decide which patients can get reimbursement for an abortion under Medicaid. Democratic Representative Mary Cafaro of Helena says she's also worried about the impact to sexual assault victims who would have to answer to the panel.
In order to provide this information, the family will have to go through another trauma.
In order for the panel to move forward, a separate policy establishing the group must be revived. It was rejected by lawmakers last week. I'm Shaley Reiger, Montana Public Radio News.